Good morning, Christine O'Kelly. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi, Myra. I'm very well, thank you. I hope you're keeping well yourself.
Not too bad at all. Christine, I've just been telling our listeners that you are the age-friendly University Global Network Coordinator. Now, you've been on quite a number of times, I think, on Near FM, but you have a new programme coming up in the autumn. I think it's the Taste of DCU. Can you tell us a little bit, please, about what's happening?
Well, the Taste of DCU is actually an open day we host every year. We haven't been able to do it for the last number of years because of COVID. And what it does is it allows people to come into the university and give them an opportunity to try out what it's like to be to go to a lecture in DCU and to hear about all the different opportunities that older people can avail of taking part in the university. Lots of people just think, oh, I wouldn't be able for it to go to a class, you know, college, or I wouldn't be interested in doing anything like that. But in actual fact, there's a massive number of advantages to coming into DCU. Apart from taking part in educational programmes, we have research projects, we have social activities, cultural activities, wellness activities, and all sorts of events going on at the university, because in effect, it's like a little small village, and there's lots of things happening. So, you know, if people are intimidated. They say, oh, I don't think it would be for me. But in actual fact, it's a really fantastic place to engage with. And it is on the doorstep of Northside P for the Northside community. And really, it's there for people to avail of. You've paid your taxes, you should be able to come into us and see what we're doing in the university.
Now, I know that taking the classes... the age that I am, I actually signed up for this event, I have to tell you, Christine. But first of all, you can sign up for the courses, but you don't necessarily have to sit to do the exams, do you?
No. Well, on the day, it'll give you just a little taste of what it might be like to be in a lecture. Some of them will be the courses we're offering. So we're offering 125 different, we call courses modules, over the next semester. So semester starts at September and it goes through to December. So people can come in on the Taste of DCU, which is on the 26th of August. So it's the last Friday of August. And it's on from 9:30 in the day until 4:00 in the afternoon. And there's back-to-back lectures, there's talks, there's presentations, there's a nice exhibition, there's a lunch included, and there's a great raffle at the end for a number of really great prizes we have to encourage people to come along on the day. So in coming in, we've two programmes we run as part of the age-friendly programme in DCU. We've run a programme called the Audit Module, which means that people can come into the university, sit in with the mainstream students, and maybe take a lecture in geography or Irish or, you know, mathematics or, you know, some social history or something like this. And then we also have a customised programme, which we call the Love of Lifelong Learning, and that starts at the beginning of October. So there's two slightly different things. In both cases, neither of them are requiring you to do any sort of tests, assignments, assessments, nothing like that. It's just to come in and take part in the class for the love of an interest and being curious about what's going on.
And the age-friendly, Christine, the age-friendly, the universities that you now reach out to, there's a huge number of universities around the world that you're in contact, particularly with the age-friendly global network, haven't you?
That's right. We developed 10 principles of being an age-friendly university back, actually 10 years ago this September coming, so we're celebrating our 10th year in operation. And we were delighted that these 10 principles were initially for DCU to look at and say, look, how do we encourage more older people to come onto campus, more age diversity? And when I mean older people, age-friendly is for all people. So you may not fit the profile of a young student between 18 and 23, but you might come in when you're in your 30s or your 40s and try out a course and say, God, I really like that. Or maybe when you're, you know, looking to retrain, to upskill. I mean, people do the courses for all sorts of reasons. And but the beauty about it is that these 10 principles became a sort of a manifesto for other universities around the world. So we've just over 100 universities now who all follow the DCU 10 principles, and we lead a global network with two founder partners, Arizona State University and the University of Strathclyde in Scotland. So it's really exciting to be part of that.
But I'm looking at the... I'm looking, you have contacts with other universities in Europe, North and South America, Southeast Asia, Australia. It's quite an amazing achievement that that this started in DCU, and it's such a brilliant idea. It's absolutely wonderful. But do you get people from the other universities coming to Dublin City University and working there for a while?
Yes, in August we'll be delighted to be able to host Dr. Eric Vogelman. And Dr. Vogelman will be coming from the University of California, San Bernardino, and he'll be working with me in the AFU office from August until November. He's just going back just before Thanksgiving. And we'd have a number of visiting academics that would come over during the year. We just, in June, we waved goodbye to Dr. David Espinosa. He was from the University of Murcia in Spain. And earlier in the year, we had a very nice professor from the university in the Pontifical University in Brazil. So she's in Rio de Janeiro, and she came over for 4 weeks in January last year, earlier in the year. So we have people coming in, they're visiting, they want to see how we're doing, what we're doing, how are we engaging with older people, and then they're taking some of those ideas back to their own countries, or if they already have something going themselves, they share that with us. So it's really great for collaborative, you know, seeds, breeding seeds of ideas, and looking at how we can make higher education more accessible to people.
Which I think is absolutely amazing that such a door is open to all. Can I just go back and ask you that the Taste of DCU, the courses, how can someone like, I mean, I've signed up for the day and I went on to Eventbrite. If somebody's not techie, can they phone your department?
They can indeed. It's the number is 01700.
Oh,
5454.
Oh, sorry, Christine, I interrupted you there. Can you just give that number again? Apologies.
01700 5454.
Brilliant.
Or 01700 8933.
Thank you. Now, yeah. To see the different courses, because you've it's a bit parallel, isn't it? If you want to go on into the main, when I mean the main, kind of go in with the students. The separate programs, can you actually look at that? Sorry, I'm getting a bit mixed up here.
No, that's all. It is a bit confusing for you because there are two separate programs. So we have the normal program in the university that's for everybody. So all the students coming in will be starting on the 26th of September. They'll be starting with their programs, with their modules for the year. And they're the modules we offer to everybody. So they work out, they're 8 weeks long. They're usually about 2 hours. If you sign up for the module, it's €100 for the 8 weeks. You get a DCU student card, you get a DCU email address, and in effect you're sort of a student of the university. So you're in with the mainstream students and you're taking part in, you know, the history of jazz or, you know, something about the Irish language, whatever it is. There's 125 modules to choose from, all across the university, from humanities to, you know, to science to technology, and you can pick and choose. And they're actually up on our age-friendly website. So it's www.dcu/agefriendly. But if you just Google DCU Age Friendly, it'll come to our website and you'll be able to see the learning opportunities. So that's the first program we have, and we people can take those. If they want to take those for credit, they can. If they want to say, listen, you know, I'd love to go back to university and do a degree, but I'm not sure if I'd be able for it. So what some people do is they take that module, a one-off module, and it's a bit more expensive if you want to take it for credit, but it gives you people an opportunity to dip their toe in the water and say, really, do I really want to do this? And it'll show you exactly how, you know, you manage a university course, you know, there'll be assignments and all that. So that part of the module, so you can take it for audit, which means no exams. If you can take it for credit, which means, yes, you would do an exam, but the credit that you get at the end of it for doing the exam remains a currency against a further degree if you want to go on in the track and go on and do the degree down the road. And then the second program we run is Love of Lifelong Learning, and that's a customised program. So those programs, so for example, this year we're going to be offering Spanish classes. Now, there's different prices for the modules, but this year we're offering a Spanish class because that professor I mentioned, David Espinosa from the University of Murcia, what we're trying to do is get Spanish conversation classes going on this year with a view to going over to visit him next year with some of our, you know, bring a group over to Spain to visit them next year. So these are the sorts of things that lead to collaborations, you know. And then there's other things we have in that program. We have life writing. We've got a history module this year that we're offering out as a MOOC, which means you can do it online. We have English classes. We've lots of different things going on in that. We have botanical art, and if people were interested, they could pop into St. Patrick's campus there in Drumcondra and have a look at some of the botanical art that was done by our participants. I think, Myra, you might have been at that lunch.
I was, and, yeah. And I have to say, I'm being very bold when I say I actually wanted to rob about 5-6 of the beautiful, my goodness, the colours, and the absolutely, whoever the teacher is, wonderful, but the students, extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
That's Professor Tom McLaughlin, and outstanding botanical art. I mean, it's really fantastic. And these people who did that programme are complete novices, never picked up a paintbrush in their life.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, it's really fantastic that they did that. And actually, we'll be making a book out of those pictures later in the year and launching the book. So, but there's loads of things to do. The other thing that you can do in DCU is, if you get involved with us, you get involved in research projects. So we have two very interesting European research projects going on at the moment. One is called Traces, which means traditions, recipes and cuisines of Europe using your smartphone. And this project is working with 6 or 7 other agencies around Europe, and we're looking at how do you curate recipes and traditions from your own country. And the program teaches you to use your smartphone to make a video of yourself talking about why the money goes in the bar and brack. You know, why do you have 7 ingredients in a Christmas cake? And what we've a partnership going on with Cyprus, Bulgaria, Spain, Belgium, and Germany, and this project is going on, and the idea would be if people be trained on their smartphone and they'd be able to load up the video that they make onto a European platform and everybody can access it, keep the recipes alive, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes.
And then the second project we have is called COPE. So it's called Culture and Prescription Europe. And this is around social prescribing. So the important social prescribing is where there's a process where a social prescriber is located in the community. And if people are suffering from loneliness or isolation or mental health difficulties, whatever, they might go to the doctor and they, instead of giving them a medical prescription, they give them a social prescription. So they might say, look, link in with the social prescriber, see if you can link into the community of maybe something that's an activity, you know, that'll help you, you know, in your recovery process. So it's been hugely successful. Ireland are leading this at the moment at European level. We're very good on the social prescribing, and we've social prescribers in every county. So our project is about the cultural aspect of that. So what happens when somebody wants to come along and they want to do, maybe they've got these issues, maybe they're lonely or they're isolated and they're trying to get ways to get back into the community, or the social prescriber says, maybe it'd be good, Myra, if you went off and did, you know, maybe a yoga course and here's what's on in the community, or join the men's sheds group, or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's what the project, but we get loads of these sorts of opportunities all the time, or maybe to test products. So one of the things you'll see at the Taste of DCU is a project we have on sensor technology in the home, and you'd be able to visit the DCU community flat and look at these sensors in the home. And all these things are really new age, but what they're showing is how people will be able to live for longer in their own homes without having to have, you know, looking for somebody to come in and live with them. So we can measure things in the house, like how often somebody boils a kettle, how often somebody alone, you know, goes to the fridge. All of these things are really important. And then if somebody has a fall or a trip, the sensor will alert, you know, somebody else in the community that this has happened. So this is all space age technology that's been developed, but we need people to trial these things. We need people's opinions about them. So that's why we have all the research projects.
And as I said, there are so many areas here. There's two questions. The upper age for somebody to learn, is there a cutoff age?
Oh my God, if you no, Myra, there isn't.
Oh no, I have to ask that.
Not at all. I mean, I have a participant who's 97.
Okay. I'm saying it because, and I have said to a lot of people, because I'm totally dyslexic, sometimes I'm reading out a notice. And anyway, I get a little bit kind of flustered. But the other thing is, just going in on your own to take that first step, it doesn't matter what age, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, whatever. The first step, I know, is the hardest, but it is such a friendly university, my goodness, it really is.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful.
Absolutely. And, you know, our lecturers, we always tell, our lecturers always know who's coming in through the AFU programme. So the lecturers will always say hello to the new person, because it is a bit daunting for people if they don't know the ropes. Then we also have a social part of our university. We have the Lifelong Learning Association, where we organise social events. So we recently had a garden party. Early in the year, we brought a group to the Museum of Literature. We had another group visit to the Customs House. So we do those sort of activities simply because it brings people together and it's an opportunity. And I know people can go places on their own, but when you're part of a group, it's so much better, more fun and everything, you know. So we have that aspect of it. So if people never engaged in doing a module and signed up just to be on the mailing list, they can pick and choose what they want to be involved in, you know.
And I love the thought of having access into the library and having my own DCU website, what you call it, email address. And so forth. But I am definitely, I'm crossing my heart here now in front of the microphone, I am doing something and possibly more than just one thing. And that's it. But just again to say to people, if, because as I said, because I'm totally dyslexic, I've only really done one exam in my life, and I've had to kind of pull myself up by the whatever and walk in the door somewhere. And I would highly encourage people, I assume you would do the same, Christine, that you would encourage anyone who's never done an exam and might be of a certain age, just contact your department.
Listen, you know what, it's not about the exams, it's about being curious and keeping the mind active. You know, we hear everybody saying about, oh, it's really important to be getting active and getting out there as you get older. That is really, really important. And in fact, one of the presentations at the Taste of DCU will be from Dr. Brendan Egan, who speak about the importance of maintaining your muscle strength as you age. But it's also very important to keep the mind active. And how you keep the mind active is to look for new things to engage with. So the idea of, you know, going out and trying something a bit different. And you know what? You know, initially people say, I don't know enough to go to university. Some people might have only done a primary certificate back in the day, and other people might have left school when they were 10 or 11. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because once you've got a curious mind and you're willing to be, you know, you're looking to be, have that, you know, challenge or whatever else, you'll find that it's hugely enjoyable. It really is, you know, and people get addicted. They come in to do one course and then they stay with me for years.
which is
absolutely great, you know.
Well, I love the fact that if I walk up to DCU, up Collins Avenue, and just go in, that there's areas to sit around and you see the students. They might just have a cup of coffee or and just sit out. And even when in there's one or two canopies were there, but then you have the wonderful park beside it. And it's such a lovely place. But Christine, I want to go back again. I do want you to give out the details, how people can contact you. I know you've mentioned the telephone numbers. Is there an email address, please, as well?
Yes, there is. It's afuinfo@dcu.ie.
Okay, and the phone numbers again, please.
The phone numbers again are 01700 5454. Or 01700 8933.
And people can contact you. I think you have an assistant, Grania, ready.
Grania, myself, yeah. And you know, we're in and out of the office, so we check the mail on a regular basis. We're still working off COVID regulations, so we're in 3 days of the week. But we always return all the calls, so don't be hesitating about leaving a message for us. Just your name and your number, we'll ring you straight back. Send us an email to afuinfo@dcu.ie. And just in terms of accessibility, there's the car park, of course, in the Helix, which people can pay to park in for the day, on the Taste of DCU, which is the 26th of August. Registration is open from 9 o'clock. The event starts at 10 and it goes right through till 4. You can dip in and out of whatever lectures are going on. There's a lunch and there's a raffle, so it's well worth coming along. We also have the 44, the 220 and the 104 buses coming onto the campus. And of course the 17A will leave people at Ballymun Library there, and people could walk down as well as the ones on the coming out of Drumcondra. So there's a lot of bus routes coming onto the university campus. So, like, never think that, you know, I can't get on it, or, you know, there's a problem. Like, I wouldn't be welcome there. We're always open and want to welcome everybody onto our campus.
Well, you know, you put me in my place in a very nice way, because I forgot I'm inclined to think just of the north side, and you know, the 44, it comes in from
Rathfarnham.
Yes, and yeah. Absolutely, and some of the other buses that go up that way, they come from all over the south side and west side of Dublin. So there's no people should just have a look and just see. But Christine, thank you very much for coming on this morning and joining us here on Near FM. And I'm just hoping the classes actually start in October, don't they?
The two classes, no. The audit program, which is the regular modules for the normal students, the traditional students, they start the 26th of September, and then on the first week of October we start our second program, which is our Love of Lifelong Learning, which is our customised program. So the plenty of time for people to look. If you come along to the Taste of DCU, we'll have a printed version of all the modules. People will be able to have a look. Some of our lectures for those modules will be there. The lectures work on a 30-minute basis, so it's 30 minutes of a presentation. There's people to chat to, other people to chat to. You know, during the lunch break, you say, what do you fancy doing? Do you think you'll do anything this year? There's a great sense of occasion on the day. I mean, it really is fantastic, and we love seeing people coming in. And it's a great opportunity to, you know, pull somebody aside and say, listen, what exactly is that about? Like, don't be shy, like, ask us anytime, and we're always there to help, no problem at all.
Well, Christine O'Kelly, I'm going to get you to come back very, very shortly, just to prompt all of us again to get active in DCU. And I really appreciate you coming on to Near FM and the Lifeline programme this morning. I know from listening to all the different areas that's happening, you are obviously up to your eyes, and but thank you for taking the time this morning, and I wish you the very best.
And thank you so much, Myra, for the opportunity, and to all the listeners. And it's still a lovely day out despite the impending rain, and the rain that we had is still quite a nice day out, so get out and about.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Christine. Thank you. Bye now.